It's that time of the week, once again, where we do Randall's one song, but we're going to kick off with Randall Abrams talking about some songs you promised, but that you're not going to deliver on. Tell us what and tell us why.
Well, last week I said, John, that I would tell the audience about some songs that they should listen to that we unfortunately cannot, for obvious reasons, play on the radio. So, Future featuring Drake and Thames, Wait For You. Gunna and Future, Pushing P, Young Thuggers on that record. And then my favorite record that no one saw coming, Out of Memphis, Glorilla and Hit Kid, FNF, Let's Go. It is a great record. We cannot play it on the radio.
Okay, so people wanted hip-hop. We can't, if we clean it all up, there won't be much left of it. So there you have it. You have the recommendations. So instead, Randall, we're going back 40 years, not because it's an anniversary, but why are we listening to Pat Benatar today?
I thought about, you know, each week we kind of analyze a song and we talk about a great vocalist, and Pat Benatar, I think she's now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, great singer, strong personality, made amazing records. But I wanted to talk about how a song can absolutely transport you. And this song, the minute I hear it, I'm transported. It's the 80s. I'm listening to an SABC national radio station. I can tell you what the DJ said before he played the song. He said, "Live from Earth On," and the name of the radio station. And I think music has that power, which I think we must never forget about. And there's a wonderful article I've just read about AI. And the writer says, it's learning. It's not intelligent, because intelligence is when you make a decision that is emotional rather than one that is simply based on machine learning. And I think music has that amazing capacity, because we're not going to talk about the sound and the synths and how this is an 80s song. We're just talking about how it transports me personally to a place almost 40 years ago now.
So let's see where Pat Benatar and Love Is a Battlefield takes you. Benatar, Love Is a Battlefield. I was transported. I forgot what I wanted to say. Randall, is a transporting song a purely personal thing, or is it also a measure of a particular kind of pop excellence and genius?
I think In the first case, it's got a lot to do, I think, with being a teenager. Because yeah. those songs that transport you back, most people, it's a song from their teenage years.
Yes.
You know? And I think that sometimes there's also a collective memory because there's a song that plays over summer and a bunch of cousins who are together or friends who are together remember that song. But as I say, in this case, I can even see my parents' radio. And I know that it wasn't during the day, it was at night. And it's just, you know, how can music have that incredible power that the minute it comes on, you can almost smell what it was like in 1984. Just a quick one, though. Pat Benatar married her husband, Neil Giraldo, who's also her music partner in 1982, and they're still married.
Wow. Okay. So the song, I wonder if they played it at their wedding. Probably something else. So I think we'll ask all of you, by the way, do tell us, what are songs that have transported you? Give us a call. Let us know on 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. Thanks very much. We'll transport you next Friday at exactly the same time to Randall's One Song in the company of Randall Abrams. This is 702 Drive.